must be hungry.
Tim is a healthy adult who represents no danger to himself or anyone else, and I believe he should be discharged.
Hey, little brother.
I found it.
What do you mean?
We only have a few days.
A few days for what?
To keep our promise and kill it.
My name is Kaylee Ann Russell. The purpose of today's experiment is to prove that the object behind me is responsible for at least 45 deaths in the 4 centuries of its recorded existence.
Finally, Oculus. It's over. End it. Another boring-ass horror movie, to say the least. Once again, people, here talking about Oculus. The Oculus Rift, the new invention that I can't wait to get my hands upon. Oculus, the new 2014 continuation of terrible fucking horror movies. I mean, damn. And this is fresh in my mind because I took the girlfriend and sister both to go see this. And they both had the same reaction I had. It was stupid and boring. So I can finally say that I was not alone on these. Thank you. Quick plot synopsis here. I think it was about 10, 11 years ago. This family moved into a new house. I think it was the Russell family or something like that. And you got Tim and Kaylee playing the children. And the adults in here as well when they get older. Tim is released from a psychiatric ward because that's where white people go when they kill people. They don't go to jail. They go to psychiatric wards. Yeah, that's at least that part is true. He gets released. He's been rehabilitated. His sister's waiting for him. She takes him to fucking lunch and automatically she goes and says, "Yeah, we got to continue doing what we doing. We have to kill this motherfucking mirror or something like that. You made a promise." He starts flipping out. And apparently the movie just goes in the flashbacks of showing you what happened in the past. It's putting the story together as a movie. You'd think they would just get that out the way now, but no. It continues through the whole goddamn movie to where at the end you get completely lost, to be honest. Apparently his sister Kaylee's been traveling the damn, I don't want to say world, but she's been traveling these auction centers just to figure out, where has this mirror been going? I must follow it. I don't know why I must follow it, but I just have to follow it because I made a promise to kill it for murdering my parents. So the beginning half of the movie, you kind of thinking that, is she insane or psychotic or whatever? Because this mirror ain't doing a goddamn thing, so why are you fucking with it? And that's pretty much the plot story there. I mean, to wrap that up is just they reconnect, I guess, or whatever, and in this house that where the parents were killed, and next you know they're just talking about the goddamn mirror. Nothing's really happening. They're just talking about the mirror. It's the most boring fucking thing ever. I'll tell you what though, starts with the general audience though, and you know the movie is bad when you have mentally challenged kids in the audience and they're yelling out stupid. That is the best thing. I wish they were here right now. I wish I'd have had a movie spoiler card to give to them, to give me a call so I could have them on air right now to say what they were saying in the movie. It was a whole row of these little Negro babies right here just yelling out, "That's stupid." Someone even said, "Shut up." And then that kid looked at, "No, I won't shut up. This is stupid." And I was like, "Oh, thank God. The audience is a genius." And I'm thinking to myself, this must be a white movie. Yes, this is a white people movie. Because instead of burying the mirror, throwing it in an ocean, leaving it where the fuck it is because the mirror ain't fucking with nobody, Karen Gillian's role, playing Kaylee Russell here, she's just on a manhunt to fuck this mirror over, and it's almost as if she's obsessed with an orgasmic treat to it or whatever. There's a scene even where she's rubbing on the mirror after we later find out in the film that her brother kind of injured the mirror where it's a little cut. She's rubbing it, talking about, "How'd that feel? Did you like that? I'm coming for you." And it's like, what the fuck? And yet the mirror's still not doing anything. So you're just like, what the hell is going on here? So you got these scenes in the house where her and her brother, like, she's putting all these clues together of oh, the mirror did this because this person died, the mirror did this, this person died, and you still don't see a goddamn thing. And then in the meanwhile, we have this other thing going where you see flashbacks of when they were kids and the parents, how they kept arguing and disconnecting and stuff like that, because it's trying to show you how their past connects with their present now, which I thought was horribly done, personally. I mean, at first it's cool. You see some little tidbits here and there, but halfway through the film, you're seeing too goddamn much now, and it's like, you could have just wrapped this up in like a 20-minute story, and we could have just moved on from now to focus on the mirror actually doing something. My problems with the movie is, first of all, I don't give a shit about nobody. As a matter of fact, I don't give a goddamn about nobody in this film. Everybody, like... And the big reveal here is the sister dies, which I'm thankful that she did die, because I kind of clapped and laughed, to be honest, because she was getting on my goddamn nerves with how annoying she was, and just goading her brother into doing something like this where he didn't want to do it. And people are asking, yeah, why didn't they just destroy the mirror? Yeah, well, they made a good point about that. You can't destroy the mirror because the mirror will make you disarm yourself or attack another wall or something like that. Which I'll give them that one. But at the same time, it's like, well, then why don't you just fucking drown it or bury it? Or how about you just fucking leave it alone and go away from it? But no, white people got to put that Sherlock Holmes hat on. I got to figure this plan out. Got to figure it out. You got Britain. I don't know how the fuck to pronounce your last name, bro. Twat. Yeah, you are a twat, actually. Because he was a scared little boy when he was a kid. And he was a scared little boy when he was a grown-ass man, too. He was actually quite afraid. You got him playing Tim Russell. You got Katie Sackhoff playing Marie Russell. Rory Cochran, Alan Russell. That's pretty much the family. That's pretty much all you need to know. And then you got Garrett Ryan playing young, the little boy of Tim. And Annalise Basso playing Kaylee, which I believe. And that's pretty much the only characters you need to know is the family. Because the movie keeps going back and forth between what's... Not even what's real, but going back and forth between... showing the kids how this mirror started their tragedy, and coming back to the present of just them talking about it, of what's real and what's not real. And somewhere halfway in the film, I'm not gonna lie, I got lost. I was lost in a motherfucker. It kept doing that switching back between the kids and the adults so much that they were even showing scenes where... This was a stupid fucking scene, too. Kaylee tells her fucking brother, and this is an adult for her, it'd be best if we just don't split up. And then for the rest of the movie, they are never in the same room together because they keep splitting up. And I'm just like, you don't even trust in your own goddamn words. But you see scenes like, it'll do a flashback of her brother as a little boy, but yet you'll still see Kaylee walking around as an adult. So you don't know what the fuck is going on. You don't know if it's real or not. And you don't know, like, if... this mirror is, you know, it's possessed, but you don't know if it's like a demon, ghost, or whatever it is and shit, because you don't actually see shit except for flashbacks of her father when he lost his shit because he got possessed by the mirror and his eyes just glowing. The cheapest fucking movie of the week, piece. Yeah, you know what? This was cheaper than God's Not Dead Yet. This is fucking cheap, because the only thing you see different about the parents is when they get possessed is dad's eyes just glowing and he's wearing the same outfit for the whole goddamn week. Mom just puts on that little white dress that every little girl in every Exorcist movie puts on, and her eyes start glowing, and she's just picking her teeth out of her. I mean, I hear people saying it's a psychological drama. It's not a psychological drama unless you give a shit about the person that it's supposed to be a psychological affair with, and you don't give a shit about Kaylee Russell's character at all, because you kind of come off on the bat that she's just batshit crazy, and that her brother is just a little pussy. So... what else you got here? You got little tidbits of blood in there, I would say. Just a little. I mean, you see a fingernail blood, and then you see the scene you see in the trailer when she bites out of the glass. Turns out that wasn't even real, so it's just like, is there any consequences in here at all? And then, you know, there is a consequence at the end where the sister gets killed and the brother gets locked away again, and they're like, oh, didn't he call the police? He didn't even know if that was real when he called the police up front, because this fucking mirror affects cell phones as well. And I don't know, I just didn't give a shit. I personally did not give a shit. Did not find it scary. Mentally challenged kids yelling out stupid. I was laughing with them because it really was stupid. There was nothing to go against with here. And once again, this does not help the fact that horror has to be the worst goddamn genre I've ever fucking seen in life. I thought the guy actor, what's his name again? The guy that plays Tim, her brother, Brenton Twats, whatever fuck your name is, I thought he was fucking horrible. Like, all he does is looks in the background, looks like he's gonna cry every second. He was 2 seconds away from appearing in a CW commercial, and I think that's probably where he probably came from as well. Karen Gillian did what she needed to do. She was cool, but other than that, they want you to feel kind of sympathetic and sorrowful for her, but at the same time, why would you? Because she's throwing all these crazy-ass theories out, and there's really nothing here to prove it other than the dead plants, the mirror, and shit like that, but you don't see what's happening. That's another fucking problem I have with ghost goddamn movies or possession or supernatural shit, is that nothing happens for a good amount of fucking time, so you're wondering why are these characters putting themselves through this, and then when shit does happen, it's almost as if they're like, what do we do? And it's like, how about you get the fuck out of that house, huh? That'd be a good start. This is a piece of shit, to be honest. I don't even know where the accolades and credit is going towards, to be honest, because it's pretty fucking boring. That is my main problem with supernatural movies, is that it kicks off this little, not even a story, but this little background detail about where the mirror came from. And then for about a good hour, nothing fucking happens. And the next 40 minutes, only thing you're seeing is this real or not? Like the trailer scene you see with the apple and the glass bowl. That's not even real, so it doesn't even happen. So there's no consequence to that, so why do you even care? Or the bantering between the brother and sister of seeing their past, of how their mother killed. They should have just made that the whole fucking movie then. And then the ending scene ends with, I guess the older brother can't see his sister. They set some goddamn MacGyver trap set up, something like that, where this thing was going to attack this mirror, and the brother couldn't see his sister standing next to the mirror as she was hugging her mom through the mirror. Which, by the way, I don't even know why you would do that. It's coming from the mirror. Why the stupid. Just fucking stupid. Like that kid says, stupid. And apparently he kills her accidentally. Police show up, they arrest him, and he's screaming, no, it was the mirror. So obviously they're going to make this into a franchise, which means I probably have to see two more of this piece of shit, because it only costs about $5 million, so why the fuck not? Because I'm pretty sure it made that budget back, and then some. Yeah, getting the final thoughts here. Cheaply looking made, I gotta say, which... I guess that didn't really bother me that much, because I guess for some horror movies, it probably should have this look of feel it had. But once again, characters are weak, didn't give a shit about anybody. Acting was okay. The story itself is literally fucking boring. I think my girlfriend fell asleep at least once, and my sister was just sitting there just shaking her head a couple of times. And the funniest part of this movie is she whispered over me and said, this must be white people's problem. That is a 16-year-old girl that said that, okay? Now granted, she's black, but they have a lot more sense than white people these days, I guess. I don't know. Because you have to literally suspend your disbelief of why keep this mirror around in order to go along with the horror film. And I'm sorry, I can't do that anymore for horror films. You need to start putting me in the story details or something like that, or put me into the world in order to go with that. That's something that just kept right, because I'm thinking of so many other ideas of what you can do to get rid of this mirror, but yet she wants to confront it as if a ghost or a demon did come out. She could handle it. She has all these elaborate fucking plans. I'm talking about Karen Gillian's character. She has all these goddamn elaborate plans of, we're gonna prove that this mirror is possessed or whatever. But yet when the fucking demon comes out, she has no fucking plan on how to handle that. So I don't understand why the hell you would wanna aggravate a goddamn demon or ghost to the simple fact that I'm just gonna go ahead and say, it's what that kid said. Stupid. Just stupid. So my review for this is a mighty high old fuck it. Wow, my time has never been more wasted than this week, I must say, as far as watching films. Yeah, this is probably the most uneventful week of movies I've ever seen. The triple crown fuck it though always win though, and I'm very proud of that, to say the least. But fuck this movie, fuck these actors, fuck that mirror, fuck that ghost. Yeah, fuck that dad and that mom too, whatever. Fuck that dress, and fuck the nails that he kept biting off his fingers, that they kept trying to show down my throat or whatever. Like, ew, isn't that gruesome? No, it's not gruesome. Actually, it's kind of boring. Can we amp up the kills here? By the way, another thing about this horror movie is nobody dies until the end, and it's just one person, really. Yeah, that it was even more boring by that as well. Probably my biggest problem with ghost movies is that nothing happens for about a first hour, and then the last 20 minutes, the ghost just decides to amp shit up, and even in that moment, nothing really happens except a lot of running and screaming. So, yeah, fuck this movie.